Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a HeadGum Original theme song.
This song belongs to Riley and Jeff. All you can go and fuck yourself. I just wanna run.
Sorry, the lyrics he are this song belongs to Riley and Jeff. Da-da-da-da-da. You can fuck yourself. I just wanna run.
Which is, we came up with the second part. That was Andrew, also known as Carrot Snatch. He sent in a couple theme songs. This email, I gotta say, Andrew, is like five paragraphs long. I'm not reading any of this.
Oh my god, that was so
And you
so
kind of
funny.
Phoned in that theme song, I'm sorry to say.
No, but the beginning really got me. I thought you were, it was like, this is a HeadGum original theme song. That was good.
Yeah, faked me out. Faked me out.
It was good. I mean, listen.
And then everything after that was bad.
I thought it was brilliant. It's straight to the point. We don't need anything more than this song belongs to Riley and Jeff. You can go fuck yourself. I just want to
And you're not wrong. It's that, I mean, let me screen share how long this email is.
Yeah, I know this is so long.
No, of course. I'm not
But thank
read it.
You. We really appreciate it.
But thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Jeff's ungrateful as hell, but like, I'm so happy you sent that. And the email you sent
I just think
is great.
Compared to his prior work. It doesn't stand the test of time or the test of Andrew. You know what I mean?
Jeff, it's 7:15 p.m. I feel like whenever we do a nighttime record, it's crazy. I feel like a crazy
The wolves come out. The wolves come out and the dogs are barking. Our feet are up and they are really hurting.
Yours are? Mine are fine.
No, I'm saying like the wolves come out and the dogs are barking.
You said that. So you're not saying, oh, I'm just saying this. And then you repeat exactly what you just said 20 seconds ago.
No, all I'm saying is like, basically,
the wolves come out and the dogs are barking.
The wolves are already out. And then the dogs are barking.
So still what I said.
Feet up, they're hurting.
You said that again. None of this is new information. None of it.
But it makes sense. I thought you just needed to hear it again. Sometimes there's some delay.
Because I haven't really been on my feet too much today, so my feet aren't hurting. But if yours are, that's fine. I have a tummy ache because I ate my dinner way too fast.
Yeah, and your dinner was Daniel's grundle.
Nope, it was pasta and a beet salad.
Okay. How many
it
beets?
It was really good. How many beets?
Yeah, four or?
I mean, they were cut in half, so I probably had like five halves.
Okay, so 2.5 beets.
Probably 2.5 beets, yeah. Does that change things for you?
I think because there's only 2.5, then I don't know if the wolves are out yet. Because usually four is the... I thought they were
the
already
out.
The dogs are barking.
Dependent on how many beets are eaten?
Beets are in a salad, yeah.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No. How was your day?
Long. How was
your
day?
Are your feet sore?
My dogs aren't barking, I guess, because the wolves aren't even out. There's only 2.5 beets. None of this is what I thought it was originally, and I said it so confidently. So now my face is red. The
like
dogs are absolutely not barking.
Your face is beet red. So that's that counts as half a beet. So that's 3 beets.
Okay, so three beats. That's not four. The wolves are not out yet.
We need another beat. Drop a beat. Then we got the fourth.
It has to be the root vegetable. That's the only thing that has to be. There could even be three beets, but it has to be three of the vegetables. Does that make sense? For the dogs to be barking. But the dogs barking is dependent on the wolves coming out. Yes, let me finish. The wolves have to be out before the dogs can bark. And then if the dogs are barking, that means you want to put your feet up because they hurt.
If the dogs aren't barking, then it's fine. It's better, actually, that the wolves aren't out. Because why would you want them to come out if your feet are going to be hurt?
I agree. I'm just saying, let's fucking get our ducks in a row.
Don't get mad at me.
How many beats were in the salad?
I don't know. Daniel and I split it.
Okay. Oh, so there were five beats.
Probably five beats total, I would
imagine. Then the wolves are already out, Anspaw. And my dogs are barking. My feet are up because they hurt. Because the dogs
they're not up.
And the only reason the dogs are barking is because the wolves are already out because of the five beats. Unless Daniel ate a drum loop.
What?
If one of the beets was like, you know what I mean? Then it doesn't count. And the wolves are not out.
No, they were all root vegetable beets.
Okay. And you think there were five if you split?
I'm guessing based on the
fact. Can you ask Daniel? I've never done this, but can you ask Daniel?
He's in a meeting right now.
He's in a meeting at 7? Who takes a meeting at 7?
Yes, it's like a workshop.
Okay.
I'm going to imagine that since I had half of the container, we got takeout tonight. I'm going to imagine since I had half the container.
Okay.
And I had roughly 2.5 beets worth of salad. And he took his other half before me. He took the other half before I did.
Okay, so let me just run you through a hypothetical here. There's a world in which he's not as selfless as you think he is. And he took 3.5 beets. We know there was a half. So we know he cut 1.5, which means...
No. They were already pre-cut. The beets came cut in half. They were half beets.
Then there's a world where they were like 9 beets. In which regardless, case, the dogs are definitely
the minimum,
barking because the wolves have
was
been
already
out for
met.
A while.
I'm sorry. Does how many beets...
Sorry.
No, let me finish.
Maybe I'm not being
let
clear.
Let me finish. Does how many beets there are correlate to how long the wolves have been out? I thought it was just like, at a certain point, they're allowed to come out. Not that it's like,
no,
nine, they've been out for a while.
The more beets there are, the earlier the wolves came out. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear about that. We were going back and forth between there was 2.5 or maybe 4. Now we're talking about 9. I'm like, okay, then there are different parameters.
So how long have they been out if there's 9?
I don't know when you ordered the meal.
We ordered it at like 5:30.
Okay, then that means they probably
That's
what?
That's not true. Like 5:15.
Let me ask you this. You got it from John and Vinny's. Does John and Vinny's pre-make their beet salads? Because that'll give our answer.
What do you mean do they it came made to us. We didn't
made
send us the ingredients.
But is it made to order?
I don't know. We ordered the beet salad.
I assume that every time someone orders it, they start to make it after.
It's cold.
It's cold
salad.
Then it might it's be pre-made. Okay, now I'm starting
We're
to worry.
We're here to talk about fucking
the wolves
infinity
have been out
scarves.
For a year.
We could
In which case my dogs have been barking also maybe for up to a year and my feet have not been up the whole time. And that's
talking
a fucking
talking about
issue.
Infinity scarves. And this could go on for infinity scarves.
Scarves, yeah.
Jeff, talk to me about them. I've been dying to hear your thoughts on the infinity scarves.
I've never had one. I don't know if I've ever even worn one.
Crazy. You've never even
worn
one?
I have no experience. No, I don't think so. Maybe I put someone else's on, but I never owned one. I never wore one.
You never wore... Wait.
When would I own it?
I thought you meant maybe you put one on another person. Like you
knighted
helped,
them, yeah.
You knighted them with an infinity scarf.
Yes. I assume you wore a lot of infinity scarves from like 5th to 8th grade.
Longer. I went to college in Boston, mind you.
You wore them in college?
I probably wore them. Well, I went to college 2014 to 2018.
Uh-huh.
So I probably wore them probably only the first 2 years. I'd imagine the first 2 years, 2014 and 15, I was wearing them in college.
Okay. And?
I was an infinity scarf girl.
Yeah.
I unabashedly fucking loved an infinity scarf.
I mean, it was cool for a minute. Scarf. Like, now we don't think they're cool, but at the time
now,
it was awesome.
Now they don't look cool, but like, my God. And I see like people mocking this fit on TikTok a lot, but I'm like, you don't understand the power of skinny jeans, riding boots, Uggs. Jacket, infinity scarf.
Yeah.
Top bun, top knot bun.
Sure.
Messy pieces coming out the front. That was it. That's elite. That is an elite outfit. Now it looks incredibly dated. It's shocking how only in a few years, how something like that can be so wrong. If you still like wearing them, more power to you. I think they're great.
Because then you what start. Was that? Yeah. There's just other things.
What do you mean? Oh.
There's other things to wear than that. So not more power necessarily to you. Unless.
I think they'll come back.
The dogs are, yeah.
I think infinity scarves. I don't know when.
I think they're going to, I think 30 years. I think if we have kids or our,
but I think
our generation's kids' generation is going to wear infinity scarves.
I think they'll definitely come back, and I will be so excited when they do.
I'm glad you rounded it out with a top knot instead of a ponytail.
High ponytails don't really look good on me. I have a big forehead.
I'm glad you said it.
You don't like a high ponytail?
No, I actually do like a high ponytail.
So then what was that?
I think people, I don't know. I just went to school near a lot of horse girls. And that's like the horse girl uniform. They match the steed.
They match the steed. Yeah, a lot of like that 2010s, early 2010s, like late aughts, early 2010s style was like equestrian for some reason.
It was like, giving equestrian.
It was giving saddle club.
It was giving jockey.
It's giving jockey. It's giving you a lot of vests and a lot of boots, like riding boots. And
I was like 5 feet tall for a minute there because it was the fashion. I was jockeying around for people's respect.
You cut down your height to be the size of a jockey? Okay.
My best friend was a Clydesdale for a year.
And within that year, how long were the wolves out?
I can't remember that because I don't know how many beet salads were ordered then.
You know, like Spotify Wrapped, like it tells you
all those stats.
So could you give me like your Jeffries Wrapped of like how many beets were consumed and what time the wolves were out, around what month? Like, was there any month or any week
in
2022, this year.
Oh, well, I haven't had that many beet salads. I don't think I've ordered a beet salad this year.
The wolves haven't really been out much for you.
No, my feet haven't been raised. Like, here's the thing. Like, I almost forgot about this whole transitive property thing with specific regards to the four-beat salad. The wolves having been out and then the dogs barking, necessitating me putting my feet up because I need to. But then you said, you brought it up, by the way, that you ordered a beet salad.
I brought up my
dinner. And you specified how many beets you had.
You asked me.
That's true. I'll give you that.
There's no world in which I'd be like, tonight for dinner I had a spaghetti al limone and I had a beet salad with probably roughly, I would say, like I had 2.5 beets total, maybe.
Oh, that's fine.
I mean, there probably were more in the salad. I'm good to stand. Should we get into our first review?
Let's do it. This is a short one because we have to take the break soon. This is a 1-star review from Nancy N.
Nancy.
1-star. The title's one.
What kind of infinity scarf is it?
It's like a cable knit cream thing from the brand Demore from Amazon.
That's Demore.
Demore. The title is one.
That's a scarf.
That's a scarf, eh? 1-star. The title's one. Mm-hmm. I just received one. Well, yeah, I'm happy to help you, ma'am. You called the customer service line here. Can I ask how many did you order? You said you only got one, but how many did you order?
I ordered one and I got one.
Great. So is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, not so great. Not so great, actually. And that's why I'm calling customer support. It's been a tough day. It's been a really tough day for me. What's your name again? I don't think I got your name.
We usually don't give it out, but my name's Trey.
Oh, Trey. Thank you so much for helping me, Trey. I'm Nancy. Trey, what a day. Huh? I ordered the one scarf and I got one scarf. And so that's kind of where my issues started, and that's why I'm calling.
Can I ask what the complaint is? Just because I have like automated forms and that doesn't qualify as a complaint in my system.
Am I cutting out? I said I got the complaint is, like, couldn't be any clearer. I got one scarf.
And you ordered one scarf.
And I got one scarf.
So what did you want? In an ideal world, what did you get? More than one scarf?
Okay, leading the witness. I don't appreciate that tone. I'm telling you that something happened to me and I'm upset about it. And you're coming back at me with what? It's like, oh, it's not that bad. It's not even bad.
I didn't say those words. I'm just saying.
That's what I received. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put words in your mouth. You didn't say that, Trey, but that's ultimately like what I got.
You placed an order for a scarf. One scarf. And one we sent scarf. You one scarf. Was it the scarf you wanted?
It was the scarf I wanted, yeah.
So we fulfilled the order. You know what I mean?
You sent me a scarf. I ordered a scarf.
Right.
You fulfilled the order. I don't know. That's when things get a little bit dicey. I'm not sure if we're speaking the same language, Trey.
And so, just so I can understand, because at this point I don't, you placed earlier today, or when was this? Yesterday?
This was today. It came same day, shipping.
Okay, so what shipping did you buy?
It didn't cost anything.
Great. So we over-fulfilled the order.
In your words, you overfulfilled it, but I feel unfulfilled. I feel very unfulfilled.
Okay. You placed an order for one scarf.
I did.
Free shipping.
Yes.
You got one scarf, which is what you ordered, same day. So yes. I guess I'm wondering what would have made you feel fulfilled.
I'm wondering what gives you the nerve to ask me such a personal question like that.
That's I'm not personal. It's about business.
Why? Well, I thought I was on a business call. I'm telling you, I'm unhappy with my order. And now you're asking me, how would you feel fulfilled? We're not having the same conversation right now. You're asking me about my personal life.
No.
Only my husband knows what I'm fulfilled by. I'm not telling that to you. In fact, I might have to tell him about this conversation because now I'm feeling like I'm emotionally cheating on my husband. That's where you've brought this conversation to. That's what I'm feeling today.
Fulfilled. With regards to the order.
You keep saying fulfilled.
Fulfillment. Order fulfillment.
Oh my God.
Order fulfillment. That's a business term.
Now we're
You
talking
asked
business.
Me my name, by the way. You're
now
the one who's led talking. This down a personal path.
Do not blame this on me. If anyone got us here, Trey, it's you.
What gets me off the phone right now? Like, that's what I'm trying to understand is what...
I'm just asking you to put this complaint through, and you're telling me that it's not a complaint you can put in the system.
Right. I can... Do a custom entry. My question is, how do you want this to be fixed? Which it doesn't seem like,
Nothing needs to happen, Trey. I just want the company to know. One star. One. I only got one.
So that's where you leave a review. You don't call customers, because customer support is for, like, problem solving. Does that
make
sense?
I had a problem. I thought you could help me solve it by submitting this complaint.
So do you feel good right now? Because I just sent it in.
You did just send it in?
I just
Well, you didn't tell me that. You just told me that now. Are you lying? Or is that truth?
That's true.
Is it truth? Or is it lying? Because I only deal with truth.
It is... I sent the form in.
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to say it.
I don't want to say the sentence, it's truth. And that's... Like, now I'm kind of digging my heels in. I don't want to say that.
So you
That's
don't
not
like
grammatically
truth.
Correct.
So I can't understand.
I like truth. But this is true that I sent it in. It's not truth.
So it's not truth is what you're saying. So you
it's
didn't
not truth.
Send the
it's
form
It's not
in.
The concept.
Oh
I
my
sent
God,
the form in.
Trey.
It's true that I sent the form in. It is not the concept of truth that I sent the form in. Do you know what I mean? Because that's grammatically incorrect.
Oh, you're one of those. Oh, you're one of those. I bet you're fun at parties, Trey. I bet you're real fun at parties.
Well, this... Cuts to him at a party. Hey, guys. I just want to say that your guys being here are so special to me.
Aw, that means a lot, Max. We being here means a lot to us.
I'm friends with a bunch of dummies. Sorry, guys. this could have been a longer lead up. I'm just going to come out because I don't want to be friends with y'all. Are dumb for this.
You don't want to be friends with us anymore?
But that sentence came out fine.
Go home.
Yeah, I soured this. I really came in hot. I'm sorry.
Cut back. Trey, things are getting really heated. I might have to bring my husband on the line. I might have
I don't want to talk to him.
On the line.
I already did what you wanted me to ask. I can hang up at any time.
So then why don't you?
Just Trey? Hello?
Yeah, it's Trey.
I hear you breathing on the other line.
It's Trey.
Trey, you made my wife Nancy very upset.
Haven't you
know
just
that?
Standing next to her on the phone? She didn't
say anything.
I
watch all her conversations.
That's not cool. Obviously have some privacy in your relationship.
She asked you why you aren't hanging up. The conversation's heating up. You stayed on the phone. What's going on, man? Are you in love with my wife?
I don't care for your wife, frankly. She was the worst call I took today.
Is that truth?
Why did I wait that long to hang up? Come on, Trey.
This is the most exciting thing that's happened to Trey in the past week and a half.
He went to a party that he was kicked out of within minutes, and then he had that call.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. Thanks some sponsors / maybe sponsees, people that were paying to, you know,
to advertise
read some copy for us. Yeah.
So that's a sponsor.
That's a sponsee.
No.
People were paying.
Oh,
that's a sponsee.
Well, then we wouldn't be giving them shout outs on the show because we only do this for cash.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it that way.
So it was nine in terms of the.
We'll be right back.
The beats, yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like
yes.
your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You know I'm all about that beats. Now, about that beats. No, Fuck me. Doesn't even matter.
Have you ever tossed a beet salad? So, like, eating someone's ass who has hemorrhoids?
That is foul. Okay. Here we go. Oh, here she comes. This is for Funky Unique's Beanie's Matching Ribbed Winter Warm Cable Knit Infinity Scarf. Okay. It's a four-tone mix, yellow, hot pink, turquoise, and purple.
Disgusting.
5 stars. Paula L., if you can believe it.
Paula Lean.
Paula Lean. 5 stars. Title is very pretty and well made. Very pretty scarf. Does not look cheap at all. I bought this as part of an outfit for a Secret Santa family through a generous coworker. I picked the mom because she made her wish list focused on mostly her kids. I want to let her know that her selflessness won't go unnoticed and that this scarf is a little piece of the outfit she deserves. I'm giving her literally what I'm proud to wear myself.
Right, so we needed school supplies for these children, not these hats.
Listen, my son has been going to the school for years, and we love this school. He's adoring sixth grade. He loves all his teachers, but most importantly, he loves all the friends that he's made. Okay. And so I feel like the least I could do as a parent here, and honey, let me know if you agree, like us as parents, like we really feel like each kid here, like you guys are fostering all these little personalities and these little people to just like shine through and like embrace the world. And we wanted to reflect each of their uniqueness, not in pens or printer paper or glue or books, but in hats. Right, honey?
Huh? Oh, yeah, whatever. Do you guys want another donation?
He works a lot.
Listen, I appreciate you guys. I mean, you guys don't need to send your kids to this school. You can send them to any private school. I'm pretty aware of that. So I appreciate you supporting the school and believing in the public education system.
We do.
But it's... We really need the refrigerator. You know what I mean? Like, we really need the books. The hats, like, half the kids aren't going to want to wear them.
Mr. Green, I hear you. Of course you need the books. Of course, I'm hearing you. Listen to me. You need the printer paper. You need the books. I hear that. I get that. Hey, and it was a long time ago, but I was a schoolgirl once too, okay? But what I didn't have in the classroom was my own sense of individuality, was my own sense of like, hey, you're unique. Put on that pork pie cap. And be yourself. Or, you know, like something like that.
And you don't think that getting 60 of the same hat also sort of robs them of the chance to figure out their own individuality? While also not getting to read about the California Gold Rush.
When we bought pork pie hats in bulk, we were doing it for the kids. We were doing it thinking, what other kid in the greater Los Angeles area is walking around with a pork pie cap on? Right, honey? Didn't we say that? Weren't we wondering what other kids are walking around with a pork pie cap?
What? Is it our anniversary?
He is so important. So you tell me. I mean, like, I think the kids are going to love him. If you want to give the pork pie hats back, we can't return them, but I guess we'll just put them in what, honey? We put them in storage? What do we think?
Valentine's Day 2? I thought our anniversary wasn't then.
There's God. Only Valentine's Day 1, not Valentine's Day 2. Mr. Green, I mean, ultimately, it's your call. Like, we want to do what's best for the kids.
I will take the hats. I'm sure we could use them in the theater department. I just...
No, that's actually the one stipulation. The hats aren't for props. They're for life. If you're going to make a mockery, if you're going to make a show out of the hats, then I don't think you understand the point of them.
I don't understand the point of them, all right? I'm sorry. I'm only getting heated because this is a severely underfunded school district.
Not Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Little kid comes in.
Mr. Green, I was wondering if like, are those?
It's okay, honey. You can look at them.
Are those pork pie hats?
Sorry, I'm looking up for my phone now. You're, what, 11? You shouldn't talk like that.
Goes back to his phone. That's the first thing your husband said that I kind of agree with.
Could I touch one?
No, get out of the room. I don't want to listen to this. Get out of the room. Listen. Oh!
Falls out of my stairs.
Listen, I will take the hats. Thank you for the hats. But just please, if you decide to donate again, which I really hope you do.
I broke my leg.
Shut up, kid.
Does someone need to check on that child you pushed down a flight of stairs?
He's like one of the nothing ones. Like, just, can you please consider getting school supplies? These kids need it, and they can't get it for themselves. I can't buy it for the class.
I really want
Shut up! Grow up! You're in sixth grade! You're gonna be in high school in 3 years! I hate that kid.
You know, I
But
really
even he should have school supplies and not a hat.
But did you hear when that little kid, when he's on the floor, leg broken, he's not screaming for a steroid shot. He's not screaming for
He doesn't
for
know what
crutches.
That is.
He's
he
not screaming for Expo markers. He was screaming for the hat.
I'll give him a hat. I'll give him a hat. Thank you for the hats. But could
I
you
feel
also
like you don't
maybe
appreciate
consider...
Them.
I don't appreciate them. I get paid $36,000 a year. How much were the hats?
Honey, don't tell me how much the hats were. How many
what?
Of the
hats? Oh, they were like $800 each. Okay. That is... $24,000. Get out
They're
of my
vintage.
Office. Get out of my office.
Well, do you want us to take the hats back?
Leave the hats.
Yay!
I'm glad he's happy.
Can someone help me off
Shut up.
The floor?
Shut up. Be happy quietly. Be happy quietly.
I'd like to
You're
be
gonna be
happy.
Driving a car in 3 years.
I
Change
be
your voice.
Happy in the hospital, Mr. Green.
It's not my responsibility.
You're the one who pushed me down the stairs.
I was hoping your balls would drop. I'm fired for that. I should. God damn it.
You're fired That's, for that.
I'm fired for that. It's just so grating.
You're driving in 3 years. Taking your permit.
Do I take a right at the
you
light
failed.
Or a
you
left?
You failed the test. You shouldn't be operating
perfect.
Anything. No, you shouldn't be operating anything. This is a 5-star review
oh,
of
hurt.
Kashmirin.
What?
Kashmirin Infinity Scarf. 5 stars. From Susan P.
Susan Psychosomatic.
Susan Psychosomatic. Fits my husband perfectly. Ordered a second pair. His hands are very cold, and he wears them inside and out in the winter.
Hold on. Jason, I don't think the students in the class, they were not laughing at your story. So far, the story has been really great. I think we just all collect, guys, everyone stop, stop. It's not funny. Everyone stop it. Jason, I think the question we have is, was he wearing the scarf inside out or was he wearing his hands inside out? Everyone stop. No, it is students. Hey, I'm the teacher. Calm down. This isn't funny. Jason, was that just bad writing or what was going on there, bud?
Holy shit. Yeah. he wears the scarves. It's supposed to be like a funny story about a guy who doesn't know what a scarf is. And so he like wears them as gloves. And his hands are very cold and he wears the scarves as gloves inside out in the winter.
Oh, well, that's not
I'm
funny.
I'm open to notes.
That's not funny. We're not laughing because do you see from that reaction, that's actually not funny.
Well, I don't, you know, some people might, yeah, I think it's no one. Yeah. All right.
I think my favorite part of this comedy writing class.
What if it was he wore a
hat
as a bench?
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm on the spot and you guys are.
What part of, can I put you on the spot for a second? Even more?
I'm already on it, but yeah.
What, you're in this comedy writing class, you need to learn how to defend your jokes, right? What is the comedy behind him wearing a scarf as gloves? Can you walk me through? We all love, everyone's done this. Everyone loves explaining why a joke is funny. Can you explain to the class why it is so funny to imagine this man wearing a scarf as gloves?
Yeah. It's, I think it's, sorry, I'm picturing it. It's like an infinity.
We all are picturing it and none of us are laughing.
I just thought it was funny if someone didn't know what a scarf was and they like wore them as gloves.
Wore them as gloves. So you're just kind of explaining the premise again.
You said explain the joke.
I said explain the joke, not retell the story to me.
I think that's funny. I think that's sort of silly. It's not my best. I mean, I have other pitches, but that I thought that was
We'd love
funny.
To hear it. This is your final. This is your senior year final.
Okay. All right. It's like, what if a kid was born into a world where I have it written down here as scarves or gloves, but I can change it to anything. Here we go.
You should absolutely change that because that is the same thing as your last thing, and no one found that funny. It's actually probably, can I be honest about something? That's probably the worst idea of the year from anyone in the class. And Mia over there said, what if frogs were dogs? So that's also nothing. And this is worse than that.
I don't see how what if frogs were dogs is funnier, even marginally, than a man who mistakes infinity scarves for gloves. Maybe it's not that funny.
Can I chime in on this? Can I chime in on this? Absolutely, you can chime in on this. Imagine a frog on a leash. Everyone cracks up.
Okay, can I chime in on this? Can I chime in on this,
imagine
sir?
Walking a frog.
Can I chime in on this?
Yeah, you can chime in on this. Sorry, we're all just laughing
That's
at the very funny.
Funny
image. Okay. Guys, stop. No, we all know it's funny. Imagine a frog park instead of a dog park, right? See, it's funny.
Imagine, like, a guy with two scarves on his hands.
No, that's nothing. There's
that's
no
the same jump. Like, I feel like that's
that.
Like a plug and play. That's just like a punch up a little of the other one.
You think scarves instead of gloves is a punch up of frogs instead of dogs?
It's just kind of like, what if this crazy thing was different about the world?
But that's funny and yours isn't. That's honestly what it boils down to. Is that,
but
yeah,
why? Explain to me why frogs on a leash is funny. Why is that funny? You made me do that. Why can't you guys explain? Mia, why is that funny?
I'm happy to explain. I'm also, sorry, as a teacher, I just want to point out, I gave Mia's example as a bad example. That's slightly better than yours. That's still not very funny. No, but I can't explain why it's a little bit funnier than yours. And it's because frogs are slimy and dogs are cute. So imagine cuddling up with a frog. Everyone's dying. Instead of a
scarves
dog.
Are for your neck. So imagine if they're on your hands.
What else you got? Or is it just the scarves for hands thing?
I have a suicide note.
Okay, some dark humor. We're getting closer.
Do you like that? That was offensive.
No, I don't like that.
Okay.
I'm saying it's something different.
Okay,
it's something
what if...
different than scarves for hands. I don't like that. It is offensive. But it's something you've been only saying your only idea is scarves for hands this entire scarves
okay,
for hands.
Okay, I got it.
Time.
What about Weekend Warrior? And it's like the Weekend gets drafted.
I don't like that.
Because like he's so used to the it's a fish out of water story, right? Because he's like so used to the glam of Hollywood.
Oh, can I actually chime in? I have a punch up on that. Yeah, absolutely. Go for it. What if it was the weekend, but a weekday?
I that doesn't make any sense because he's a person. Mine made sense because it's a good pun and he's in the army, which would be interesting.
No, but this is great because imagine if it was like the weekend, but like on a Wednesday. See, that's really
You don't
good.
Even mean the singer. You're just saying rearrange the calendar. How is that a sketch?
I don't know how you don't see that entire sketch start to finish. You wake up excited for brunch with your friends, but oh, you actually have to be at work. That's the sketch.
That's it? It doesn't even heighten?
That is, you know how we talk about it? It's like, keep heightening, what's the highest it can go? That is the highest it can go.
Exactly, which means it's not good. Because there's nowhere for it to go other than that.
You don't have taste. You are not funny. And that's clear. You're in this class because you signed up for it. There's no way I can't tell you to not take the class. But I'm telling you, you shouldn't
have
taken
this class.
That was
too many negatives. And you're teaching a creative writing class.
Teaching comedy class.
So was that funny to you that you said can't not tell you to not be in it?
You know what it was? It was silly. Who talks like that? I'm writing that down. I'm saving that for later. Not gonna lie. Don't steal it. Don't steal that joke.
Okay. What about Bad Bill Bunting? So it's like Good Will Hunting, but it's like a really bad baseball player. I'm like demoralized now, obviously, because
Can I punch that up a little bit?
Okay.
What if it was Good Schmill Schmunting? Everyone starts sobbing, like clutching their abs, laughing. Like, can't breathe. What if it was Blood Glil Glunting? Everyone's like, stop hitting the table. Stop it. Professor, you're killing me. What if it was fucking Ben Affleck on a movie screen? I can do better. No one liked that one. That's weird.
No, it's not.
That one usually kills.
You've said that before. Don't, like, do your tight five during class. This is a pitch.
I like to keep it fresh.
That's not. You wrote it before. It's not fresh.
I wrote it 20 years ago.
That's several decades. That's two decades.
Well, listen, I don't know why you're still here. You're not funny. I told you that repeatedly. You keep saying you're demoralized. Get the fuck out of my classroom. Get the fuck out of
Are
here.
Are you kidding me?
We all want to laugh about frog dogs, and you're out here talking about scarves for gloves. It's not funny. Get the fuck out of this room. I can't tell you what to
okay.
do, but I am telling you to get the fuck out of the room. That's just my
okay.
opinion.
Okay.
Great.
I'm leaving. Are you going to at least pass me?
I don't give a fuck. Sure, I'll give you a passing grade. I just think you are so painfully unfunny and just so out of touch with any kind of humorous bone in your body that I can't even... looking at you makes me feel sad, not glad.
All right.
I hate you, man.
I know. I'm getting that. It's weird to me.
I hate you.
I just am confused because, like, the reason I took this class was because all my friends are like, you're so funny. So I, like... And I ran a lot of these ideas by other people. So I just... It feels like maybe this is, like,
And
a
your
back-
friends thought Scarves for Gloves was funny?
They didn't think it was my best, but they were like, yeah, like, pitch it because we need to come up with 6 pitches every week. So I was like, yeah, I'll pitch that one. But... I don't know. I guess maybe I don't know what funny is. Sorry.
You don't. Dude, time. I don't like you so much.
I'm trying to agree
you to get out
with
of the room.
You so that you'll finally like kind of ease up on me. You're tripling down as I'm telling you exactly what you want to hear. That's sociopathic.
No, that's funny. Okay.
What is?
No,
sociopathy?
That's
a mental health disease.
You calling me out. That's hilarious. You calling me out on my shortcomings.
Okay.
That's something. Do it again.
You get up to go to the bathroom too many times during class. I feel like you maybe...
I do that. You ever considered roasting? You're not much of a sketch guy, but you could roast the hell out of some people.
Okay. Mia is here. Or should I say, jerk?
That wasn't like, okay, funny. He got me. He
that
got
was
me.
Not funny. That was that good. Wasn't that was good. Good. I'm gone. Thank you for the passing grade. And
cut to him on like a Comedy Central roast. Roast of Jim Gaffigan.
When do you guys think Jim Gaffigan's gonna make him laugh again? That wasn't funny. I'm this a millionaire guy. Off shit like this, and I'm not funny.
Guy.
They're all saying it in unison.
He has like 10 Netflix specials. They're all 5 minutes long.
This guy.
This guy.
This guy. This is scary how fast I got rich. I don't think this is good. And it's not imposter syndrome.
This guy.
He tries to do one special for himself. Cut to that. So I was talking to my brother-in-law, right? And I gave him 2 scarves for Christmas. And you guys like this one? He thought they were gloves. He didn't know what scarves were. Someone shoots him in the arm.
We hate you.
Okay. I hate me now.
How did they let a gun get past security?
I don't know. I think it was security.
Security guard shot him. Hated your comedy so much that he fucking shoots you in
also
the arm.
So fast after one joke.
Yeah, like, that was the beginning of the set.
Oh!
Everyone cheers.
Are you kidding me?
They all start laughing.
Now that's not funny.
That guy.
This guy. All right, should we do our last segment?
Yeah.
This should be all.
Ooh, that was kind of interesting. That was something.
It's beautiful. It's been shaking.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, baby. Alfred Bardwell Evans convinced me to start it while sick with COVID. He's like, you're not going to regret it. It's the best show on TV. And he's not wrong. He's not wrong. I'll tell you that much.
I've heard
that
it's really
show
good.
Brings me so much joy. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. I can't get enough of this stuff. Alf said one of the funniest fucking things, because Alf's been so sweet. Alf, if you're listening to this, you're a sweetie. He's been calling me every day. Today's my second to last day of quarantine with COVID. And Alf, I've talked to Alf almost every day that I've had COVID. Just like checking up on me and catching up. It's been really nice. And the past couple days since I started watching, that's all we've talked about is just quoting that show.
Yeah.
And it's just so good. But so the log line for the series, is like, it's like in the mountains of Salt Lake City, there's a hidden secret. There's a hidden society of like ultra wealthy women. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, why hidden? Like, what the fuck? And Alf,
yeah,
Alf goes hidden for good fucking reason.
Yeah.
Alf goes, well, there's two kinds of hidden, right? There's hidden that's like, you don't want to be found, and hidden because nobody's fucking looking for
yeah.
it. He's like,
I don't care about the wealthy housewives
of
fucking
Salt
Provo.
Lake City. Like, he's like, no, he's like, they're hidden because no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I'm a hidden talent. Not because no one can find me, just because no one's fucking looking for me.
And they frankly might not ever. So
Real Housewives, it's incredible. You Smell Like Hospital is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. You smell like hospital. You smell like hospital. In fact, I'll say it, your whole family smells like hospital. It's amazing.
You smell like hospital. In fact, I'll set your whole house on fire.
In fact, your whole family smells like hospital. No one's ever called me a grandfather fucker in my entire life. It's art. It's fucking art. There's one son on the son on the show is a fashion designer. And he was part of Park City Fashion Week with his sweatsuit line, and he has one design. It's one design. So the runway was just him walking with like six models who were all wearing the same exact sweatsuit. It's amazing.
That's not a show.
No. And one of the housewives, like, in a talking head, she's like, well, I didn't know one design constituted an entire line, but okay. Like, it's right. Just, it's fucking perfect. Everyone go watch it. It's amazing. I'm on Elizabeth's Peacock account. Thank you, E, for letting me use it. And I texted her in a group chat with Daniel and our friend Jay. And I'm like, hey, E, or I'm like, does anyone have a Peacock account I can use? And E texted me separately. She's like, I do. And she sent me the login info. She goes, what show are you going to watch? And I'm like, don't worry about it. She's like, what are you going to watch? And I'm like, Real Housewives. But then this is before she sent me the password and stuff. In our group chat, she's like, I'll give you the password if you tell them what you're watching. And I'm like, come on, man, don't do that to me. And so I did have to tell everyone that I was binging Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Of course.
Jeff, what's been shaking your ass?
I left my debit card at a bar in Hollywood, and that was 3 weeks ago. Yeah, so I've been using Apple Pay. Luckily, almost everywhere takes Apple Pay, which I didn't know.
Jeff, you need to go get your debit card.
I know, but they open at 7 p.m.
I thought it was 5.
No, it's 7 for some reason. Unless that's just on the weekends. But and it's also like in the heart of Hollywood. Getting over there is specifically difficult. And I just shouldn't have left the tab open. So now I'm kind of like, I need to go there to get a drink. Instead of just going to pick it up, you know?
Yeah.
So I need to do that. And I guess also my truck needs to go into the shop. So I guess what's shaking me is errands. Jeffrey Aaron's
Sick.
James.
That's very good. Jeffrey Aaron's
Stuck
James is
the
very
landing.
Good.
But yeah, uneventful week. Uneventful week. Next week's Thanksgiving, which a lot to be grateful for, right? Sand.
No.
So.
So. Oh, tiny little thing that's shaking me that I never noticed before that someone pointed out in the Discord, I'm forgetting who and I'm really sorry, is that there's a little, in the HeadGum East studio, there's a little framed photo of us.
Yes,
on one of the
Marika
shelves.
Put that up.
I didn't know that it was there until someone pointed it out, and I thought that was really, really sweet. That shook me. We look like children. We had those photos taken of us in like 2017 or 18. We look like babies. No, 18. We look like babies.
Yeah, that was almost 5 years ago. I think it was early 2018.
That's crazy.
Unless it was 2019. I met him in 2019. We do. I need new headshots, too. I guess that's my headshots are not
Jeffrey Aaron's James.
Jeffrey Aaron's James. And I also need to get a new tattoo and a Rolex.
Right. So that's not so much Aaron's.
Yeah. No, I can't afford either right now. You can follow Riley on Instagram.
Oh.
At Riley Anspa.
Oh, my God.
You can follow her on Twitter, at Riley Coyote.
No fucking way.
And you can get beet salad kind of whenever you want, but be careful about the repercussions.
You find the show on Reddit r/review review, Instagram at review review, Twitter at review review show. You can find Jeff on Instagram, I think, at Jeffrey James, and on Twitter Blue at Jeff Boyardee.
Didn't Twitter Blue go away in like an hour?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it exists anymore.
It doesn't. But thank you so much for listening. Should we thank some little VI pod kitties?
Let's do it. Thank you to 7-Eleven was an inside job.
Christian side hugged so he could hug two people simultaneously.
Age.
Aggie.
Ako has seen the world, gained some perspective. She's wiser, older, and better now. Do not check in. She will fucking snap. So you're not better.
At this point, I can't even tell if Daddy's chose Tuesdays or if Tuesdays chose Daddy. It's just, well, me.
Austin has been feeling kind of down lately. No, but just sad. JK. I do hate my new apartment's tiny toilet, though.
Bob Buell asks, why did the ducks at the party try to bite the dog? Tune in next week for the punchline of this joke.
Oh,
thanks.
My God. Cam is Sposy. That's spooky and cozy because it's October. Baby, not true.
Carol Fisher,
new patron.
Chuck. Connor Finnegan's rage is Connor Finnegan's power, and woe be to thee who shan't fear his power.
Oh my god. Curvature's world tour.
Dakota's a little easel weasel, which is to say a painter ainter, which is to say Dakota doesn't paint.
Fancy Octopus is, according to a co, submissive and breedable.
Follow my cat on Instagram. You just have to find the at yourself, though. No, no handouts, fucks.
Foot fetish, Kim.
Miles. Gray beat Jeff to purchasing a home.
Happy Halloween. It's October. It's not.
It's not. I can't afford this anymore. This shit sucks. Oh, but you guys are great and have a great community. Stay gold and show that ass.
That's all right. Just pay probably 30. We'll cut him a deal. I eat spaghetti and meatballs. It's like spaghetti and meatballs, but instead of noodles, I eat the sun.
I'm happy John.
Oh my god.
No way. This person's Patreon name is I'm happy John Lennon is dead.
I'm Riley Anspun. Have you ever heard of this new show, The Office? You know, John Krasinski's kind of a zaddy.
It's July, and you know what that means? Flag Day. Let's get flapping. It is not July. It's mid-November.
Jake Ullman.
James Rorden. So it's James Corden, but he berates restaurant waitstaff. So it's just James Corden, I guess.
James the real Euler Wagner. Thanks for that one, Jeff.
Jeffrey Games, Jeff's evil but playful twin.
Jesse Tipton.
Joe, and for lack of a better term, well, Malisov.
Caleb forgot to change his name. Whoops.
Casper Bo Basper.
Lord Hunter the Ordained.
Lucas Heinzel.
Michael Begel.
Nate Portia says hi to Christina, who's now listened to every episode. New patron. No, not a new patron. Fun. It's for real his name.
Nolan Murphy's theme song was lit as hell, unless it didn't get played on this episode, in which case I forget I said this or exist.
Oh, hi, Mark. Well, Priest.
Puff Riley.
Raven Schmaven.
Review Ratu, so it's this podcast, but a squeakquel.
Reese George mispronounced the pun, Bergman.
Seen as John Daniels just uses his normal name for Patreon, Opu.
Soak and Time on Main Island has closed for the winter, and Jameson Poncia has to come up with funny original names now.
Smooth Pete and his jazz band that used to be popular but is now struggling to remain relevant and are mostly limited to making.
TJ Michael.
You think the cellar thing was dumb? Damien Kirk once sprint jumped face first into a chain link fence. It was not on purpose. Oh. Jesus, man.
I mean, thank you guys.
Fucking grip of yourself.
Thank
your
you guys
body.
For subscribing at the highest tier.
Yeah. Patreon.com/Riley and Jeff, of course.
If you want Zardies, if you want Q&As. We might be switching shit up a little bit on Patreon soon.
It could be huge.
Could be huge. Could be giving you some different stuff in a fun way. In a sexy way. It's not...
So subscribe for that.
It's not more photos of Jeff's ass. That's not behind a paywall. You can go onto his Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. Look at photos of Jeff's ass right now.
It is behind a sensitive content warning.
But not a paywall. You can see that shit for free.
Well, there's a certain price to click. And it's...
What?
Nirvana and like
got it
itself staring at me. Ass face to face.
Let's sign off, huh?
Okay.
See you next time.
I just heard the wolves.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Arrivederci.
Ching.
That was a HeadGum original.